From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. New details emerged today about this weekend's terrorist attack in Khobar, Saudi Arabia. Early this morning, Saudi commandos used helicopters to descend on a compound where gunmen were holding dozens of hostages, many of them foreigners. The commandos freed many of the captives, but Saudi officials said 22 people had been killed since the gunmen attacked two oil offices and seized hostages yesterday. A message purporting to be from Al-Qaeda claimed responsibility for the attack. To get an update, we've called Nigel Perry, a reporter with Global Radio News in Riyadh. First of all, Nigel, could you tell us about the operation to free the hostages? How did the commandos get them out?
Well, from eyewitness reports and what we can piece together, this is what's happened over the last 36 hours. They landed on the roof of the building that the hostages were being kept in. This was a facility on the middle of a housing compound in the eastern province in Khobar. And they landed the special troops around about 5 o'clock this morning, and they fed their way into the building. We understand the building was booby-trapped, so there's quite a bit of risk there, and they were able to free the majority of the hostages. Unfortunately, some of them were killed.
Did the commando raid itself cause any of the deaths? Yesterday we were hearing that they thought that about 10 people had died. Today, Saudi officials put the death toll at 22.
Yes, it looks like about 9 of the hostages who were kept overnight were killed. That's the figure the Saudi authorities have given out. Now, one of the hostages, someone who escaped, said that these 9 were killed overnight when they tried to escape. So it doesn't look like they were necessarily directly attacked and people were killed once the commandos came in.
Is the Saudi government confirming the story that the gunmen were Al-Qaeda?
The government calls them deviants and militants. I think this is just a euphemism, really, for terror groups associated with Al-Qaeda. This group called themselves the Al-Quds Brigade, but this is just a name for a group that has the same ideals and may, in fact, be associated, probably have had some training in Afghanistan by Al-Qaeda. So it's part of the same thing, really.
Did they capture the people that were involved? I mean, presumably they can find out who they were if they have them.
They certainly picked one of them up alive, and no doubt he'll tell, but there is a suggestion, and it's yet unconfirmed, that some of these militants got away.
And some were, I gather from what you're saying, killed.
There were a couple killed. One was actually killed overnight when he tried to get into this compound.
Now, this is the second attack on oil offices in Saudi Arabia this month. Presumably, the Saudis must be concerned about the effect that this is going to have on their oil industry and on oil prices.
Yes, I think that's true. And I do think it's right that this is an attack that's related to the oil industry. But the real aim of these militants is to drive out foreigners from Saudi Arabia. Whatever means they use to do that, if they can drive the people out, then that will affect the Saudi infrastructure. And the most important part of that for the world economy is oil.
Nigel Perry is a reporter with Global Radio News. We reached him in Riyadh. Nigel Perry, thank you very much.
Thank you.